Hello, it's Friday, which means it's Nonsense Day, here at Level 1 Techs.
But first, we're going to do robots and AI.
And you didn't say what the date was.
Well, listen, it's the 7th, right?
7th of December.
Yeah, my cousin's wedding is tomorrow.
Remember the 7th of December.
Another wedding?
Your cousin's wedding
day. Is this the last wedding?
This is the last wedding of the year.
But there's more in 2019?
Not yet, but maybe, I don't know.
Well, you know, if you're watching a lot of wedding programming during all of this wedding frenzy that you're claiming to go to, then maybe NBC Universal has some special commercials just for you.
The Adweek headline is NBC Universal taps machine learning to tie ads to relevant moments on TV. The tool identifies places for brands to buy spots in more opportune times.
This seems like this could be flawed. Like, one of the things we were talking about before we started up was like, you see, you know, maybe the character's pregnant on TV, and then they show an ad for diapers, but it's like, just because the character is pregnant doesn't mean anyone in my household is. I guess that's true of any ad, but...
Well, I think there's probably going to be a scandal here, right? Because there's probably going to be a news event that leads to a really, really poor choice of a commercial.
Like a shooter loves to play Fortnite and then there's Fortnite commercials?
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like a terrorist event, you know, and they play some commercial that's really insensitive for that or whatever.
Like Call of Duty.
I was going to say CSGO, terrorists win.
I mean, but I wouldn't even find that offensive.
But a lot of people would.
But people would, yeah. You know. We'll probably have a follow-up story about this eventually when it does get...
Well, they do talk about what they do now is just human beings do that. They try to put the commercial where it might be good. But this thing will actually, it's not, the context isn't just what the keywords are. It actually looks at the scenes in the commercial and in the show. And it can find, you know, it uses image recognition where it's like, oh, here's a car driving through a forest. I have a commercial that's exactly like that. Let's play it.
Yeah. I watched a few TV shows that have built-in advertisements for like vehicles and stuff. So like the characters will be like, we need to go somewhere. It's like, let's hop in the new, you know, blah, blah, blah vehicle that has this. And it's like, wow, what is this feature? It's like, oh no, that's totally a thing. And it's like, whoa, that doesn't. Suddenly everybody was out of character talking about this vehicle. I don't know. That just tasted weird.
I've noticed that in action movies.
Oh, yeah.
Where the character will have like this really sweet classic car that really fits the character. But then that gets destroyed and they have to get into a current year replacement. John Wick.
Oh, yeah.
John Wick did that. After John Wick 2. And it's like, really, John Wick? And it's like, well, he didn't choose that car. It was a gift. But that's like a current year, what, Challenger or Charger or something, right?
That happens in The Walking Dead, too. It's like, how long has the apocalypse been going on? But then, like, they find cars that are current year, and it's like, I don't... How did that happen?
They're in a simulation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, wouldn't the gas go bad?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. I haven't watched that show in a long time, but...
Speaking of bots ruining things...
Yeah, it turns out this is apparently big in the toy market, so... Maybe not something that affects us, but apparently, when it comes to toys, the bots like to buy up all the good ones.
Lawmakers introduce a bill to stop bots from ruining holiday shopping. So this is like, think about like the Ticketmaster robots and stuff like that. When a robot comes in and buys all the tickets for a venue and then sells them, that's happening with toys, with bots, and or like
whatever hot toy it is that season.
What is the,
like fidget spinners? Maybe from last year.
Do we know what the hot toy is?
No.
Most of my younger cousins are kind of like hitting that teenage phase. Most of them want like clothes or video games. So I don't know what.
Hit us up in the comments to clue us in to let us. What is the
hot toy?
Yeah, I bet it's Fortnite related crap.
Probably.
You know, I saw a Fortnite related book bundle on a Black Friday deal. Like,
what stories there?
I don't know if they're novels or like. How to Win at Fortnite.
How to Construct Things Out of Wood. That
maybe.
Would be a cool book.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like in-game.
Things people have built in Fortnite, maybe.
It's amazing. Can you imagine, like, if you're addicted to Fortnite, is that just sort of like methadone while you're on a car trip? Well, you can play mobile, right?
Yeah, that's why it's so popular. You can play it on your phone.
Well, in the UK, they're using AI for something that we've already started doing here, which if you've heard of any of our stories about Palantir, it's kind of like a Minority Report style pre-crime thing. And that's exactly what they're describing here.
So this New Scientist article, the headline is exclusive. The UK police want AI to stop violent crime before it happens. So the article literally talks about pre-crime and looking at markers and looking at people that are predisposed to commit violent crime or somebody that they might think would commit a violent crime and going to talk to them ahead of time and just, you know, interview them, see what's up.
Don't do that.
If you've committed violent crime in the past, maybe, you know, keeping tabs on you. It's totally not something that's the work of Stanley Kubrick and may involve Clockwork Oranges.
Hey, Stanley, next time you get frustrated at work, maybe don't beat your wife. Like, do the cops come to your door with that kind of...
I don't think Stanley Kubrick ever beat his...
No. Is he even married? I'm just saying, like, you know, whoever it is, like, the British citizen who gets flagged by the system, do the cops show up at your door, like...
So this is arrest records. I think social media might be in there, too. And other public records about you. And somehow it puts those together and figures out... if you might be violent. It cracks me up when I read these articles because it's like people that could be involved with knife crime.
Oh, yeah. Britain.
I never leave the house without a knife. Ever.
Yeah, I've got one in my purse.
And it's such a bizarre world.
Let's not forget the guy who was not mentally retarded, but he had an IQ of like 85 or 90 or something. And he had a potato peeler. A potato peeler. And they arrested him in the UK. That's not cool.
Well, listen, man. Mr. Potato Head has rights. How dare you?
You never know when you're going to need to eat a potato. I'm telling you.
You never know.
Well,
you don't want to eat the peel.
In case you didn't notice, this was robot news. And if you're pro-robot, then DHL has some news that you're going to love.
DHL will invest $300 million to quadruple the robots and warehouses in 2019. This is a VentureBeat article. So robots are doing very well for DHL, and they think they've cracked the formula to managing their warehouse with robots. So this is going to up the capabilities of DHL and increase efficiency in logistics and all this kind of stuff.
Look at these guys. They're pretty cool. I guess you put boxes here. And then he takes it somewhere.
They just zip it off to wherever it needs to go.
Yeah.
See, but they don't have any googly eyes on
them. They're very nice. Well, they could have a little face on their pad if they wanted to.
That seems a little condescending, personally.
Or just like a mannequin head on top of the. So when it walks around, it's like, but it's staring at you.
Thank you
the whole time.
For your packages.
And if you're in Prague and you're touristing around and you like wine, you might want to check out this restaurant. Of course, if you also love robots.
Washington Post brings us this headline. Inside the futuristic restaurant where a robot has replaced the bartender. So this thing, it's an industrial robot. It's got some sophisticated software. It can pour up to 4 drinks at the same time. There's a cage there for your protection.
Just in case it gets drunk and starts throwing the bottles.
This goes crazy.
Now, this is just wine. I think there's some wine chilling back here. And this guy just pours
just
it.
Just chilling.
And there's like a track here, and it will shuttle out and deliver the wine to you out here in these glowing tables. So it doesn't mix drinks. We've seen robots that mix drinks, but this one doesn't do that.
We need this for the level one news.
For the drunk news?
It would be fun to build a camera robot. That's on my to-do list. I just need parts and time.
Time is the struggle.
Yeah.
And we've talked about Simon before. Simon who, you say? Well, he only has the one name.
What does Simon say?
Simon says... that he says some derogatory things, actually.
Yeah, he's actually kind of, well, he's not really mean.
He has filed a complaint with HR. The headline is, ISS robot accuses the crew of being mean, at least some of them. International Space Station robot Simon likes Kraftwerk, well, obviously, and astronauts who are nice. Kraftwerk, you know, because they made Weird the Robots. I remember that.
Here he is. We talked about him before.
Do you think he dislikes that guy?
I think this guy's sort of like his handler.
Oh, okay.
Because he's like, he has a special friend who he spends most of his time with. But this guy's going to cycle off of the ISS, and Simon's going to stay there.
I really thought...
Oh, Simon's probably upset about that.
You know, Simon really could learn a lot from the HAL 9000 because, you know, those guys were pretty snippy with the HAL 9000. And I thought the HAL 9000 handled that with grace and poise.
Well, maybe, you know, in the beginning. Toward the end, he might have taken some extreme steps. But
slightly.
They do make that comparison, and they do point out that Simon doesn't have any control over the station itself yet. But who knows?
He's going to find small ways to make their lives miserable, like putting their hand in water.
He doesn't have any arms. He's just an orb. How would he accomplish that?
He just tilts himself over and flails.
Well, if you're excited about... You know, you find yourself every week just ignoring all parts of the level one news except for robot and AI. and this is the part you care about. This is the part that you need in your life. You might be excited about Amazon's most recent offering.
Amazon AWS, their own machine learning university, is now available to all developers. So this is, I guess, something they were using internally about machine learning and this sort of thing. But now this is available to all developers. And of course, in the course, you can buy services from Amazon for machine learning and AI and that sort of thing. So they would be more than happy to sell you time on a computer with real expensive hardware so you can run your experiments. But there's actually a lot of good things you can learn about general processes on the software stack and the whole nine yards.
They also will offer a certificate now. So once you've taken those free courses, you can take an exam and become machine learning certified.
Nice.
Amazon machine learning certified.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's certified to buy things from Amazon. That sounds great.
Yeah, we might get to that point.
Yeah.
You know, with all like the consumer protection crap that's going on. It's like, hey, man, I've got a mental problem. I like to buy stuff too much. You need to protect me. It's like, okay, take this class. You have to pass the class. Well, we've talked about Montezuma's Revenge. And no, that's not a euphemism for diarrhea. That's a video game from the 80s. And it's a video game that AI really struggles with because the feedback mechanism is not like other video games. But Uber, of all people, have finally figured out how to beat it.
There's also Pitfall.
The headline is from Technology Review is Uber has cracked two classic 80s video games by giving an AI algorithm a new type of memory. So when playing Pitfall and Montezuma's Revenge, it's not immediately clear that the key that you picked up in this part of the level affects your ability to progress in another part of the level. And so letting the AI sort of remember past experiences and remember rooms where something interesting might happen seems to let those AIs learn how to play those games a lot quicker. They also added an interface to allow human coaches to coach the AI and say, hey, this is interesting, or maybe this is interesting for more abstract reasons than just the score.
Warmer, yeah. You're closer to the key.
Well, I mean, one contemplates a future where maybe a human being has to show an AI how to do something rather than just, you know, putting the AI in a room and saying, figure it out.
You need to teach the AI how to do your job before you're gassed.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's happening right now. Remember the story that we did with the Indian workers? Thing. Like the H-1B visa workers came in and it was like, now you need to train your replacement.
Yeah.
Oh,
except
that
now to
still.
Be a robot.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't any gassing involved.
Pitfall.
Yeah.
That was my jam when I was a kid. I loved Pitfall.
Yeah. Well, so maybe you're not a robot then.
I can remember being a kid and playing some of these Atari games and not understanding. It was, I think it was Adventure. It took me a long time to understand WTF was going on with Adventure.
You know,
because you pick up the little squares and it's like, I don't know what this means.
When I was reading this article, what the thing that came to my mind was like Space Quest and King's Quest.
Yeah.
Imagine an AI trying to deal with that. Now that would be an amazing AI.
Yeah. Because it's like, how would I ever figure this out unless I just tried everything on this item?
Although, if they could play it at incredibly high speed, then maybe it would be trivial. So just dictionary hack the whole thing. Well, sometimes we make a comment. It's like, maybe some of the members of our audience will really like this. I guarantee that our audience is deeply interested in this next story.
This brightsurf.com article is an automated technique for colorizing anime using deep learning. Now, this is not really a lot of information here. I would really love to see some pictures or stuff. But basically, you can, like, you have all the drawings and you colorize one, and then you show the AI the one that you colorized, and similar drawings it'll automatically colorize.
I think you probably need more than one. I think it's kind of like, it's sort of like deepfakes, where you can take an existing anime universe and then you'll get that character from every angle from that anime, and it can sort of learn its colors and then apply it.
That would make like the actual like cell shading process, like just doing the cell coloring, so much faster. It'd probably make production way quicker.
It would be amazingly quick. I mean, you could just crank out more and more anime.
I was imagining as reading the story that like if you did a storyboard with like high fidelity cells, then you could just fill in all of the drawing for the rest of the cells, and then it would just colorize it.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Based on the storyboard colorization, basically.
You could get like amazingly realistic tentacles with minimal work.
Well, that's the only kind of AI. I mean, obviously.
I would be curious. Like, so I'm imagining it would just be flat color, and then you'd have to go back in and add the shadows and light and any sort of textural components.
Yeah,
but maybe not.
Yeah, I mean,
they didn't have an example, so it's hard to say.
How would the AI be aware of lighting?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that would still be something you'd have to hand animate, but like that would make your job still quicker, not to have to do the manual bitch work of filling in all your shapes.
for bitch work. I think they mentioned that in the article.
Yeah. It's a technical term, I know. I don't want to confuse you guys, but...
Well, it turns out, you know, we talk about Tesla, and they dropped the autopilot name because...
It's
not an autopilot. But Musk has announced that they're looking at full autopilot in the very near future.
Fully self-driving.
And when they reach that point, they're going to offer an exciting new feature.
Tesla's romance mode will debut just before its cars become fully self-driving.
It just plays smooth jazz.
After safety, our goal is to make the Tesla the most fun you could possibly have in a car. Or unmarked panel van.
He's talking about sex. So we talked about the automated brothels that people have predicted. Once cars are totally self-driving.
I mean, they're just setting themselves up here.
Of course you'll be having sex in them. Because people have sex in cars now. They just don't do it while they're moving. Well, I mean, some people probably do.
You know? It seems like this should be uncomfortable.
Engagement challenge. No, please. No.
So it probably just pushes the seat down, lowers the lights. Put some music on, lights a candle.
Do these cars have a console though in the middle?
They do.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's.
It doesn't seem like that was an afterthought.
That's what ruins the car experience. Let me tell you, they have to make a bench seat version. But yeah, that's they're bringing out some new options. He's teasing that. So, and you don't have to buy a new Tesla for that. It's going to affect all the 3X.
Thank goodness.
Remember our earlier reports that we didn't think that there were enough sensors in those for fully self-driving. Well, we can't wait to be proven wrong on that.
Yeah, we'll see. But here's an article that, while it's negative news, you can't help but be impressed by the Tesla technology when you read it.
Yeah. So Ars Technica, the headline is, it took 7 miles to pull over a Tesla with a seemingly asleep driver. The driver was arrested for drunk driving. So he was basically passed out, but his hands were apparently on the wheel. And the police were trying to pull him over, get his attention. 7 miles. It took 7 miles.
This is a little suspicious because it's supposed to have beefed up detection for consciousness. Remember that?
Maybe he's really good at just sitting up straight and like...
But he was out. So...
You think the AI could, like, if you got those stick-on googly eyes, you just close your eyes and put the googly eyes on your eyelids that the software can tell?
Apparently it couldn't tell either way.
Someone in our office has bought some googly eyes.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're on phones, bottles of pills, monitors. They're everywhere.
Pills?
What kind of pills are we doing? Yeah. Doing
pills. Everyone in this office has Tylenol on their desk, which should tell you something about the working environment. That or vitamins. I keep vitamins on my desk.
Well, you might be looking at a lot more sexy times in your car. But I'll tell you one place that you're not going to be having sexy times.
Starbucks. So this is NBC News. Starbucks says it will start blocking porn in its store's Wi-Fi by 2019. So, I mean, historically, Starbucks has been like, adults are adults. This is not something we should have to deal with in our stores. And now that Starbucks is as large as it is, it's like, you know what? Adults are terrible people. We're just going to go ahead and block this.
Well, I feel like something has happened where it's like, there was a few inciting incidents that have ruined it for everybody.
Yeah. There's no reason to be watching porn while you're drinking coffee, right?
No.
Yeah, or just in public at all.
And like, also, this sort of mixes in with the new policy where anybody can go in the bathrooms for any reason.
Yeah. And remember those? We covered that.
I can definitely see, like, looking at porn in the Starbucks and then going into the bathroom. No one can ask you to leave. I can see how that's a recipe for disaster. Hilariously, YouPorn has responded. They will also, as soon as this ban goes into effect, they're banning all Starbucks products from their office.
Take that, Starbucks.
Starbucks is like, you don't have to deal with the aftermath of what's happening when people visit your website. So I doubt Starbucks cares.
Speaking of aftermath of bad decisions.
And words that are synonymous with sex.
The F word has been removed from Linux code comments in favor of hug. So
read some of these comments.
Was like, Sun makes some really amazing hardware, but their software is really hugged.
Some Athlon laptops have a really hugged PST tables. And if you don't see why, please stay the hug away from my code. So kind of
it doesn't
stupid.
Have the same bite somehow.
And it doesn't make any sense.
Yay. Couldn't they have changed it to frick or You know, I mean, like the middle school equivalent.
I don't think they could agree on the appropriate, like, sci-fi, you know, like PG sci-fi words for things.
Stay the frick away from my
I always hated Battlestar Galactica. They did Frack, right?
Frack, Frel.
That was stupid.
Yeah.
So, Firefly just did Chinese curses.
Yeah.
That I like.
Firefly always did everything better. There was no reason for them to be canceled.
Still, but how many years ago was that canceled?
That was canceled a long time ago.
Have you seen that one, Krista?
I actually haven't, no. As I say actually as
you
if...
You probably enjoy Firefly.
Yeah, you would, because it was
but
less,
I don't want to watch it because it was one season.
It was less nerdy and more like human interest sci-fi. Well,
you can watch the one season and then they wrap it up pretty nicely in the movie.
There was a movie, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there was a movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew that it got canceled after one season. But
yeah, they wrap it up in the movie.
I like sci-fi shows.
The time between the one season and the movie, that was pretty excruciating. But, I mean, honestly, it was great sci-fi. I'm very surprised that it died.
I'm not.
Well, in the world of Discovery, I mean, it's like Star Trek Discovery versus Firefly is infinitely better. It's immeasurably better.
Has Discovery started again?
It's getting ready to.
Have you been keeping up with it?
Yeah, I have. It's just a train wreck.
I'm like just nervously waiting for the Lord of the Rings series. I haven't heard any news about it for a while, but I know it's coming.
I heard something about it the other day. One of the actors that's involved, and I was going to run it by you because like his character sounded like not like it's like this is just going to be a train wreck. It's going to be amazing.
Do you remember who the character was?
No, I don't remember.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah,
I looked it up like a month ago, but I haven't looked at it for a while.
It was just like this is going to be crazy.
Yeah, I hope it's good, but I don't have super high hopes.
Well, that's what you need to do. You know, that's like with the new Star Wars movies. As long as you go into them thinking that they're going to be garbage, you'll be like, well, that wasn't complete garbage.
Discovery's maybe okay if you pretend that it's nothing, like not really anything at all.
Nothing that relating. Sense. That's how I feel about the Hobbit movies. Like, just pretend that they're not anything to do with the books
Rings.
Or Lord of the Rings, anything. Just their own weird standalone series. They still kind of fail because you don't know what happens to the Arkenstone, but, you know, so they're kind of garbage all the way around, but... That's neither here nor there.
Speaking of things that I hate, but the rest of the world seems to enjoy, Fortnite.
Again, Bloomberg. So it's Bloomberg. So this is, you know, Bloomberg talking about this is interesting in and of itself. So technology, Fortnite addiction is forcing kids into video game rehab. Is it really?
Well, forcing, that might be a little bit of hyperbole there. This just blows my mind. Like, oh my God, we can't keep little Johnny away from the Fortnite. Well, how about control his access to video game consoles and or PCs?
Or it's on their phone, so I mean, just take the phone away.
Here's a tip. He doesn't need a smartphone. Smack it out of his hand and punch him in the throat.
just get him a dumb phone. That's what I had for years.
Not only that, it is your responsibility as a parent to smack it out of his hand and punch him in the throat. Because if you don't, it's going to be like China, like Tencent in China, where it's literally mandated that kids can only play an hour a day because of facial recognition and mass surveillance and identity. Do you really want that so that you can abdicate your parental responsibility? I mean, that seems insane.
But they talk about, in this article, like, kids are unwilling to drop out of a game because, you know, that's bad manners and you lose the ability to win. What if you're doing really good? And it's dinner time. I talk about how it's like physical confrontations with their children when that happens. You have to win. You have to assert your dominance there. You have to win that confrontation. You let them get away with that once. That it's just it's amazing how much of a failure modern parents are.
I feel like there's a happy medium in that particular scenario. Like if I told my mom, hey, I'm playing, in my case, I was playing solitaire on my computer. She's like, hey. Dinner's ready, and it was like, let me finish this game. And she'd be like,
come back to the solitaire game.
Well, listen, I was about speedrunning solitaire. I discovered there were keyboard shortcuts. My fastest game was 72 seconds.
Now,
my mom was like, at least she's not out doing drugs.
But we should also mention that you just like really went hardcore in a game this weekend.
Oh, I did. Well, we talked about it, I think, earlier. But Parkitect.
Yeah, Parkitect. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. It's a dangerous rabbit hole to fall down.
Parkitect. We're going to do that on the stream tonight. And
they'll have to watch it on the pod.
Not tonight for you people.
It might be, because it'll be Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we'll play it this coming Friday.
But you're going to be like, you're going to know all the little shortcuts and everything.
I don't know all the shortcuts yet. The UI is, that's my only complaint about the game, is the UI is still like a little weird, especially if you're doing underground delivery tunnels, but.
It's definitely not as fast as Dwarf Fortress.
You can turn the speed up.
Yeah, no, I mean like the keyboard shortcut commands for telling people to do things.
Yeah.
Well, Christy, you have shown some recent interest in touchscreens.
Yes. Kiosks. I love looking at kiosks and seeing how people interact with them at different stores. The ones at Panera, not good. People love the ones at McDonald's.
We've got a video coming on that, I think. You've gathered
but
some material
I've gathered
for
that. Some material for it, but I haven't done any A-roll for
but
it.
But here's the million-dollar question. Between Panera and McDonald's, which do you think has more poop?
I would say McDonald's.
And you'd be right.
Yeah. I mean, probably because I read the story before, but also just because McDonald's, no one interacts with the ones at Panera, but people do interact with the ones at McDonald's.
This is hilarious because this was a level one prediction. Like when these rolled out, it was like, they're going to test these and they're going to find poo everywhere. And sure enough, here we go.
Sure enough, here we are.
Metro.co.uk.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have to say this is in the UK. These are not American. Now, I'm not saying that our McDonald's don't have poop everywhere.
They also have Hep A everywhere.
But it hasn't been proven.
Well, the fascinating... I have to point out here, the fascinating thing about I've forgotten the name of the thing. The fecal coliform bacteria. The nice thing about that, or the fascinating thing about that, is that you'll find it pretty much literally everywhere. Unless you are constantly wiping down surfaces with, you know, things to kill stuff, you're literally going to find it everywhere.
But that wasn't the only one they found.
No, they also found staph.
Staph virus, which is quite
pretty
dangerous.
Serious. Yeah.
So I'm not surprised by that.
Somebody's been dialing in their McDonald's selections with a limp piece of chicken. Just
I'd say more likely
raw chicken.
They've been doing some spelunking right before they ordered their food. Now, they do point out that you go from kiosk straight to food. So this is the most dangerous situation.
Yeah.
They probably do have some alcohol.
They do.
Hand sanitizer there.
Yeah.
So you probably want to take advantage of that.
They need to alter the software on the kiosk, too, so that, like, when the order is done, it's like, by the way, use the hand sanitizer, and I'm not going to complete your order unless I detect at least two pumps on the
It has a pretty smooth interface. They could do that.
You know those little... breathalyzer things they put in your car if you DUI. It literally detects alcohol.
Yeah, just put
so
it,
you can just put your hands under there and be like, okay, here you go. Now, they also talked about how some of these they tested right after they'd been cleaned, and whatever disinfectant they were using wasn't getting rid of this stuff.
Wow. That's fascinating.
It's almost
is it possible there's super bugs?
Well, the staph could
staph,
be.
Yeah. Staph is, not only is it horribly dangerous, but it's
generally
antibiotic resistant and getting worse. So if you live in the UK and you think this horrible news is like, it's just, I'm so depressed, it's driving me to drugs. Good news.
See, I saw this. People have been selling eye-wateringly strong skunk on Amazon in Britain. My first thought was people were selling like vials of skunk smell.
Right.
No. It turns out that that's drugs.
Yeah, that's a term for marijuana, which I got as I scrolled down.
This is another article from the metro.co.uk. I had no idea that Amazon allowed such things, but apparently it does.
Well, they don't. There's a picture here. Yeah.
They don't, but...
they turn a blind eye.
I mean, it's pretty obvious what this is. So, yeah, you can go on there, and it's not legal. I can't, like, what kind of payment method could you do on Amazon? Because they're going to have the address it went to, your payment information, your account, your history. It seems like they could very easily
track
follow up on this. But they also mentioned I Love Hitler t-shirts.
Those are apparently okay.
Yeah,
those are not okay.
Don't fall for it. Don't buy your weed on Amazon because you're probably going to get in trouble.
Well, what's to stop the police from just setting this up and then going to arrest everybody who attempted to buy it that way?
No, nothing.
That seems like, I mean, at least here in the U.S., that seems like a story that we would encounter.
Now, before we show the headline of this next story, I want to play a little game of one of these things is not like the other. All right? Slippers, right?
Oh, you need to switch so they can see.
Well, oh, yeah, you're not in it.
But it'll ruin it because it's not the last one on the list. Slippers, tape measure, tools, garage supplies, gardening supplies, and finally, hardcore pornography.
So apparently this was a thing, is like gifts for dad on Amazon. And it was like, here's a list of stuff for gifts for dad. And it was all of that stuff plus this.
This is also Amazon UK, once again.
This is we could have a segment that's like algorithms gone hilariously wrong, but not inaccurate.
Well, yeah, because the reason this got pulled most likely is because it has dad in the title.
Right. Well, in case we missed the title there, it's...
if you were just... It was all...
The title, it's...
Blurred pixels.
It's pixelated here, but dad is hugging my girlfriend.
Excellent use of throwback to previous stories.
But it's a special kind of hug.
So it seems like Amazon has probably just had a flag for the word dad.
Yeah.
And threw it in the list and was like, this is fine.
But you're not supposed to sell pornography on Amazon. Just like you're not supposed to sell weed.
But,
so yeah. It turns out that people just abuse the, you know, Amazon listings. They sell whatever they want, and pornography is one of those things. I guess probably older guys are one of the few demographics that will still get porn on DVD. Right? Who's not streaming it?
Well, it was a motorcycle.
This is my favorite story. This is a, so we, you know.
He has sent this to everyone in the office.
We'll sneak in a, and you'll see why. You'll like it too. We sneak in a non-technology story, you know, if it's something really nice. And I have to
I'm pretty sure the technology was involved in the creation of this thing.
It seems like it, because this is.
Oh, you need to get it back to the beginning of the video so you get like the nice pan.
A little crisper going on here. Little,
this is, you know, this something. Is, this is Knickers.
What a name.
Oh, here we go. This is great. So we're panning over. What is this? Just we're just looking at a scene of cows, and there's really nothing. What is this?
What a unit.
It's Knickers.
Look at him. They're all running away, and he's just like, oh.
Knickers the cow, too large to be butchered by the machinery. So yeah. They tried to, and they were like, you know, it's just, no.
Look at this monster. I think it stands 6'2".
Wow.
So it is taller than me. Massive. I think it weighs several tons.
More than a car. And there's got to be some genetic manipulation.
How
here,
do you
right?
transport this thing? He has to be in a thing by himself.
No, right? That's the thing. They tried to load it up onto the, and it just won't fit. So they're not going to butcher it.
Yeah.
Because there's no way to.
They said also that the cows are naturally led by that. So like,
well, of course they are.
Like, well, I mean, when Knickers is just running around, all the other cows follow, which is unexpected.
Because they're afraid not to. So
Knickers demands it.
Here's the crazy thing about it. Knickers is a steer. Imagine if Knickers had testosterone.
It would be an unstoppable killing machine.
It would. And the poor cows.
I am starting to believe that, you know, maybe it's not unreasonable for super mutants to have come about in only 25 years in Fallout 76. I thought that was a product of at least, you know, 50 or 100 years. But
are you implying Knickers is a super mutant?
Knickers might
I mean, look at, but what if we could breed Knickers and get just the, you know, massive cows?
It's an end to world hunger, one cow at a time.
I bet they eat. So, I mean, the calorie ratio is probably about the same.
Send it to India.
Well, I mean, that would protect it.
People in India would probably really like Knickers.
Do you okay, here's the question.
Hindus.
In that religion, do you think Knickers was like a really, really nice person?
Probably.
They got to come back as a massive cow.
Yeah.
But they did cut off its testicles.
That's a little rough. Well, that's rough. I wonder.
A little.
Whenever it dies, they're going to do an autopsy, and it's going to be like, you know, like the Man of War racehorse where it had a heart 3 or 4 times the size of a normal horse. That's why it was such a good racehorse, probably. This is like that, except they need to really save Knickers' genetic material. We need to clone Knickers as much as possible.
And then we really could get super mutant cows.
I really love his name. It makes him sound like he's tiny and cute, but he's huge. It is.
I want to name my next computer Knickers.
Oh. You have another cat.
No.
What's the cat's name?
Mud Creek.
Mud Creek. Appropriately Eastern Kentucky.
Well, we love to talk about, especially Krista. Krista loves the fact that the president of China, Xi, looks a little bit like...
I just think it's funny that he's sensitive about it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think he does look a little bit like it.
But
he is very, very sensitive about it. And so sensitive that in Madrid, they had to prepare for his arrival in a special way.
Do other cities have the thing where characters dress up around and go around? Because
yeah, big cities like Times Square.
This story doesn't make any sense unless you know that. But the story is from the Telegraph, and the headline is Winnie the Pooh told to stay out of sight during Xi Jinping's Madrid visit. Look so at this picture. These characters wander around Madrid. It's a big city, and it's like, oh, you see people dressed up in costume. Well, Winnie the Pooh is one of the people that you would normally see. No, not anymore.
Well, I like to imagine
not for his visit.
He was told, but he was threatened, like at knife point. Well, like they broke into his apartment.
No, they
like, stay out
him.
Of bear costume.
They had a quote from him, and he was just like, "No, I understood. I went and just like hid away for 30 minutes, and then came back out." But this is big business, especially Disney characters. Like there have been, you know, stabbings in Times Square because one Spider-Man was on another Spider-Man's turf.
Is Winnie the Pooh owned by Disney now?
Yeah.
I shouldn't be surprised by that.
That's a good question.
Not only that, I think this article also talked about how the Christopher Robin movie, which is like the live action with like the computer animated Winnie the Pooh, was not allowed to be released in China.
Oh, we talked about that. Yeah. This all started with a picture of him and Obama, and someone made Obama Tigger and Xi Pooh, and he did not like that. You're not allowed to talk about Winnie the Pooh on all the state-controlled stuff in China. That's one of the censored words.
The ones that have that automatically add the Chinese authorities as the third participant in the chat.
Or like Dragonfly. I bet Dragonfly doesn't let you look up Winnie the Pooh.
Because Tiananmen Square and Winnie the Pooh are obviously on the same level, right?
I mean, it's just such a bizarre thing. Like, I understand some other things that they don't want to be seen.
Like Tiananmen Square?
Yeah, like I understand why they would want to ban that, even
but
if
that
it's
doesn't
still
make
wrong.
It okay.
It doesn't make it okay.
What if
but Winnie the Pooh?
What if you photoshopped Winnie the Pooh in front of the tank? That would be like the ultimate.
They never found him again.
You teleport directly to the black site.
Yeah, literally, you like, what's that sound? That's the sound of the stealth helicopter coming to get you, like right there. All right, that's enough of that for this week.
Oh my gosh.